What about the thing that you would wear around your waist when you're working in the kitchen?
An apron.
All right. And this thing that I was writing with right there, you call that a
pen?
Yeah. What about the value of a dime you'd say it's worth?
What is it worth?
Yeah.
The value of a dime?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Okay. Let's see. Well, converting it into some other monetary value, you say a dime is worth?
A penny. A nickel. A dime. 5, 10 cents.
Sure, that's what it wants.
Oh.
Okay. And you hold a baby's diaper together with a...
pins.
All right. What about these old houses out in the country? You see a lot of them with metal roofs. That metal more than likely is...
10.
Yeah, all right. All right, getting into clothing. A man's three-piece suit, you'd say that consists of what?
Trousers, coat, and a vest.
All right. Would you ever call a man's trousers by any other name?
Pants.
Pants, okay. All right, I'm looking for a preposition here, just kind of fill in the blank. Talking about a coat and its buttons, I might say that that coat has pretty buttons. Yeah.
The coat has pretty buttons.
Yeah.
But it.
Well, it's a complete sentence. Looking for a preposition. Yeah. The coat has pretty buttons, blank, it.
Attached to it.
Okay, or a simpler word with two letters.
On it.
Sure, okay. All right. It's like charades sometimes.
Sure is.
All right, this verb, if I wanted you to, if I wanted something, I might say, would you please me that?
Pass.
All right.
Or give.
All right, or go me that?
Fetch.
Okay, fetch. I'm still looking for one that begins with the letter B.
B.
Yeah. Me that right now.
Pass, fetch. Bring.
Sure. All right. The past form of that. But I already... you that.
Oh. Brought.
All right. You've done it several times. Every time you told me to.
I brought it to you already.
Okay. All right. This word, if I were trying on a coat, I might say something like, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly.
Fit.
All right.
Fit it.
Okay. What about this phrase, if my old suit had worn out and I needed something new to wear to church, I'd say I need to go downtown to buy me a...
new suit.
All right. Without the hesitation, you just call it a... same thing.
Without the hesitation, I would go downtown to buy me a new suit.
Right, okay. All right. What about this expression? Say if I keep putting a lot of things in my pocket, and my pocket gradually gets bigger and bigger, you say my pocket begins to...
bulge.
All right. And this word, if I put a shirt of mine in water that's too hot for it, and it gets smaller, you say that shirt is going to...
shrink.
Okay. And the past of that, I put that shirt in hot water, and sure enough, it...
shrunk.
Okay. And if it's done it several times, that has every time...
shrunken.
Okay. This expression, if a girl is getting ready to go out on a date and she's spending a lot of time in the mirror, you know, with herself, what would you say she's doing?
Primping.
Okay. If a boy's doing the same thing, would you use the same word for him or different?
Probably the same word.
Primping. Okay. And the thing that women carry all their things along with the men.
Purse.
Yeah. Any other name for it?
Handbag.
Okay. Do you have a word for something, or are you familiar with something with a clasp, maybe that you put change in, or that women put change in?
Well, chain purse.
Mm-hmm. True. Okay. And something that a woman would wear around her wrist.
Bracelet.
And around her neck?
Necklace.
Okay. Would you call it anything else if it were beads or pearls?
No, it'd just be a necklace made of pearls, made of beads. Mm-hmm.
you would call it a something of beads or
chain of beads.
Chain of beads. String beads.
String, well,